Support for WPR comes from WIPS with Toward One Wisconsin, a conference on equity, diversity, and inclusion, May 7th and 8th in Eau Claire. Registration information and more is at t1w.org.
It's time now for our Monday morning wake-up call. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. It is 8 minutes before 7 o'clock. Our guest for today's wake-up call wants boaters and anglers and water recreation fans to help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species. Now that Wisconsin's waterways are open for summer fun, are you inadvertently spreading water milfoil, zebra mussels, or other harmful invasive species? Let me welcome our guests. Happy to have with us Pete Jopke. He is the Water Resources Planner for the Land and Water Resources Department in Dane County. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us. So what are the invasive species that we have to be concerned about in Wisconsin's lakes and streams?
Well, you know, certainly we have a number of different plant species that we're concerned about statewide. I think the poster child on the plant side is Eurasian water milfoil. It grows in many of our lakes in southern Wisconsin and a few in the north. The big thing with milfoil is it tends to grow relatively early in the season and can serve to outcompete some of our native plants and impacts what we like to do on our lakes from a recreation standpoint, angling and pleasure boating, kayaking, things of that nature. So from a plant side, that would be one I would be concerned about. On the animal side, we've got a few of them out there. Certainly zebra mussels, I think folks are familiar with those, and we find those in a few of our lakes inland, certainly our Great Lakes and the Mississippi River system. But the quagga mussels have come onto the scene. They're another mussel. They tend to grow or proliferate in deeper sections of certainly Lake Michigan. And one of the ones that we have here in Dane County that's kind of taken hold here over the last 3 or 4 years is a spiny water flea.
That sounds awful.
It is. It's tough for the young of the year fish to feed on them, and they have a long barbed tail, which certainly isn't the best for swallowing. If you understand what I'm saying. And then the other thing is they compete with some of our native plankton species, or zooplankton. So an ecological or food web problem with those. So those are a few of them.
Yeah. So why are they so bad for Wisconsin's lakes and streams? In general.
Well, certainly there's the ecological aspect of it. There's economics as well. I just saw a stat the other day, just nationwide. I'm not going to just quote Wisconsin here, but we're now approaching $150 billion a year fighting invasive species, both terrestrial and aquatic. And the big thing is when we introduce these non-native species, which are what invasive species are, they oftentimes lack natural predators to keep them in balance. So they're very effective at finding that niche and just overtaking a water body or a stream, a lake, a river.
So what are you asking Dane County boaters and anglers to do to help out?
Well, the statewide message, it's not just Dane County, and I think that's important for the listening audience, is, the transportation of these critters is probably the most effective way that we can limit their spread. So there's two rules of thumb. One, we certainly don't want to have invasives introduced into our own local water bodies, but we don't want to be the source of them either. So if you have a lake that is has a known infestation, you need to do due diligence, and before you travel onto that next water body, make sure your equipment is clean. But we have a standard rule that we all follow. It's inspect, remove, drain, and never move live fish away from your water body. So you're looking at your equipment, your motor, your trailer, and removing the attached vegetation, the plant material. And I think if I could make one announcement here, it would be that we still statewide see that people don't understand, that you cannot move water in your boat, so your live well or your bilge, take live fish. And we ask that if you have a good day on the water and you catch a few fish that you want to take home and enjoy, that you you put them on ice. Don't leave them in your live well. That is against the law to do.
I see. So is there anything that that other people who are not in boats could also be doing to protect state waterways?
Well, certainly, our kayakers and our canoeists, we have thousands and thousands of miles of streams. Anytime you paddle, you run the risk a little bit with the water. We ask that you maybe take a sponge or a cloth and wipe your gear down. And shore anglers or waders, we just recently found the New Zealand mud snail in Black Earth Creek here in Dane County, which is kind of unique because that's the first inland infestation of this particular snail east of the Mississippi, and it's identical to the clones that they're finding out in the western states. So we know that material was probably transported on some wading equipment, and highly likely that was the source of it. We don't know for sure, but that's what we think. So you're looking at 1,500 miles where this critter hitched a ride and is now infested portions of Lower Black Earth Creek. So, simple wash of the waders, dry them. One of the recommendations we tell people is to freeze their equipment for a minimum of 8 hours. I don't know how likely that is, but that's certainly an effective means of doing it as well.
We're almost completely out of time, Pete. Where can we go for more information?
Well, you can go to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources website, and there's a couple of things coming up here, too. June 13th and 14th, we have an Ice Your Catch campaign. Look for the Clean Boats, Clean Waters inspectors across the state in the blue T-shirts at your landings to hand you out a free ice pack.
That sounds good. And we'll read more about that on the DNR's website. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.